Hey Krishna, so after hearing a lot from Krishna, huge chastisement, Arjuna in shloka number 4, he said that how can I kill Bhishma and Drona? Katham Bhishmam aham sankhe in the battlefield, Dronam cha Madhusudan aishubhi pratiyotsyami. How can I counter them with arrows? Their worshipable have to offer flowers at their feet, not arrows, oh Krishna. Oh Arisudana, oh Madhusudana, hope you remember the discussion that we had on this. Now, Arjuna is giving more details on this, saying why he shouldn't kill these great personalities, his gurus and other relatives. Let's see that in shloka number 5. It goes like this. Guru na ahatvahi mahanubhavan. Shreyo bhoktum bhaiksham apiha loke hatvartha kamamstu gurun ihaiva bhunjeya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. So here Arjuna is giving detailed explanation. See, finally he has to convince Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he has to give a detailed explanation why he is not interested in killing. So he's telling that Shreyo bhoktum bhaiksham api iha loke. O Krishna, I feel it's better to beg and live in this world, iha loke. And gurun ahatva, and not killing guru. Why? They are mahanubhavan, they are great personalities. And hatvartha kamamstu gurun ihaiva. See, hatva gurun, even if I kill, so these personalities, these great personalities, who are artha kama, who are desiring for wealth, who are desiring for kingdom, what will happen? Ihaiva bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdan. So whatever wealth, whatever enjoyment we will be doing, will be tainted with blood, rudhira pradigdan. This is what Arjuna is saying. Now let's understand this through a dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna. Then we'll get better understanding of this verse and a hold on this verse. So suppose, you know, Krishna, after hearing the previous shloka, that I'll not kill Bhishma, I'll not kill Drona, they are worshipable and so on and so forth, when he said, then if Krishna is asking Arjuna, then you tell me, you're a Kshatriya, how will you live? How are you planning to live if you're not fighting, if you're not conquering this kingdom? How are you planning to live? Now, Arjuna here, you know, he says, that Shreyo bhoktum bhaiksham apiya loke. Krishna, I feel, you know, it's better to live by begging in this world, instead of killing my, you know, great personalities, my own teachers and other relatives. Okay, Krishna, I understand that in this life I have to face infamy. Now, people might say that a Kshatriya fled from the battlefield, but at least this will not be an impediment for next life. Now, Krishna is like, "Arey, but you can reject, Bhishma. You can reject others because they have lost the discrimination power between right and wrong by the association of Duryodhana. And Shastras say, Shastras are very clear that you can reject a guru if three reasons are given in the Shastra. First, if the guru is proud. Second, if the guru is not able to discriminate between right and wrong. And third, if the guru is addicted to sinful activities. And this Bhishma, Drona and all the great personalities whom you are talking about, all of them are doing these three. First one, they are proud because of their own prowess. Second, they are not able to understand what is right, what is wrong, what is dharma, what is adharma. And third is they are addicted to sinful activities. Just for wealth, they are ready to kill, they are ready to fight. Then Arjuna, after hearing this from Krishna, We are just trying to get inside the verse. There's no discussion as such that is happening. But then we are trying to get inside this verse and try to understand in detail. So suppose, no, Krishna, after speaking all this, Arjuna is saying, no, they are Mahanubhavan. They are great personalities. And Krishna might be making face, you know, what are you talking about? What great personalities? Are you consider Bhishma, for example? You look at Bhishma, he took Akhanda Brahmacharya Vrata. He took the vrata of not marrying at all and remaining a celibate throughout one's life. He conquered his lust by doing this. So he has got the name Bhishma. And the same personality, he has got the power of Ichhamrityu. He can die on his own will. He has conquered time also. The one who has conquered lust, one who has conquered time and other factors. All these faults that you are mentioning, O Krishna, that is very small. So we shouldn't consider all that. Now, after hearing all this, Krishna is telling, what great personality you are talking about? In fact, Bhishma himself told Yudhishthir. This discussion comes in Mahabharata, where Bhishma is telling Yudhishthir that man is the servant of wealth. And everyone, man is the servant of wealth, or everyone is a servant of wealth, and wealth is not servant of anyone. So this is what, you know, Bhishma is telling, and Bhishma adds a line saying, oh Yudhishthir, I'm actually bound by the wealth of Kauravas. And quoting this, you know, Krishna is saying, like, this personality, his great personality, he sold himself for wealth, for power. Kill them. And after hearing all this, Arjuna is thinking, Are Bapre, he's not listening to me. Then he gives the last line, you know, he says, Hatvartha kamamstu guru ni haiva. Okay, see, I agree. Krishna, I agree. No, they are artha kama. No, these gurus, these great personalities, they are all artha kamas. I agree. They are desiring for wealth, they are desiring for power, they are desiring for kingdom. But okay, gurun hatva. Suppose, even if I kill them, but what is the use, Krishna, you tell me? The enjoyment that we will have will not be pure enjoyment. Because we are killing them. Our enjoyment will be tainted with blood. Currently we might be able to enjoy, but next life surely all our enjoyment will be contaminated and tainted with blood. So Krishna, I feel that even if they are desiring for wealth, even if they are artha kamis, it's okay. No, we will not get into this fight. We will not fight. Look at the mood of Arjuna in this verse. He's seeing, you know, his teachers and, you know, his grandfathers and so on, so many others, that, you know, they're there on the wrong side. But still, you know, that respect is there, that awe and respect for the elders is there. So he's not listening at all. You know, he's saying, no, Krishna, I don't think. So this basically, you know, he's talking from different shastra, dharma shastra, if you remember. And after giving a huge description about this, why he is not interested to kill his own teacher and, you know, grandfather and other great personalities on the battlefield, now Arjuna is going to give the fifth reason for not fighting. If you remember, we covered the four reasons in the first chapter. He's finally going to give the fifth reason for not fighting, and then he's going to surrender to Krishna. Let's see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz, and it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz, and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.